Welcome, everybody. And I am Brian. I'm here with Andy.
What's up?
We are back on the porch, on the front porch. And I want to give you a mental image really quick. So you're walking out. The door creaks, of course, because it's a porch.
Mm-hmm.
And then we turn the light on because we're about to talk. But then what do you hear in the background?
Crickets.
Yeah. And then slightly louder than the crickets, you hear some music.
Ooh, yeah.
Because that's what we're going to talk about today.
I gotta say, it's great to be here on the porch. I just like the imagery that you're setting up. It really,
Yeah.
I think, sets me in the right mind frame for talking about music. Hopefully sets the listener up for the right mind frame.
It made me think too of like, remember on Home Improvement when you would have that band that would use tools to play songs?
I'm gonna say you lost me at, do you remember on Home Improvement when? Nope.
He used to have this construction crew on that would use like tools to play music. And I was thinking
Oh.
you could use the ambient noises of a porch to play a song.
I like it. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Home Improvement. I tried to re start rewatching it. I was like, I can't do it.
Is it any good? Okay. My one thought of Home Improvement, the one thing that brought me back to it is I was watching this very short documentary on the Dana Carvey show.
Oh yeah.
That came out, I guess, a couple after he, a couple years after he was on Saturday Night Live, and it had like good stars on it. It had Stephen Colbert, I think, Steve Carell, a couple other folks, and the show did not last very long before it got canceled. And it also had very funny sponsorships, like it would be, like something presents the Dana Carvey show, and there was this commercial bump, and it's the one thing that made me think of Home Improvement. Was it was a very they called it a very special episode of Home Improvement. So it was on ABC. They were advertising it. It has one of the kids saying, "I don't want to die," and you don't know what they're even referencing. And I'm not sure what kind of trouble those kids would be getting into. And then at the very end, it pulls out from this very special Home Improvement that they want you to watch, and then it says, followed by Diet Mountain Dew presents is the Dana Carvey Show. I was like, whoa.
Was it a real reference to a Home Improvement storyline?
Yes. No,
Oh,
it was a
okay.
real bump that ABC used for, I guess, a period of time. It was Home Improvement followed by the Dana Carvey Show. And it was like the funniest bump for that I've ever seen.
I think I know what it was. The youngest son, Mark, and one there was a story arc where he was like goth. And I
Jeez.
think they insinuated that he was like suicidal or something, which is crazy. To be on Home Improvement, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
There was just
Anyway.
the show is funny, the other characters are funny, but Tim Allen's just, like terrible.
Yeah, and he's just a few other comedians have been like this too. I mean, he's especially bad. Seinfeld has been like this. He just exemplifies the crotchety old comedian who's like, people don't find this kind of stuff funny anymore. Like, no, they don't find you funny because you're like in your 60s and you're not funny anymore.
Yeah,
That's why
exactly.
people don't find you funny is because you're not funny anymore.
Why don't they make the stuff that they make the black box out of the whole plane?
Yeah, that's how it works. You get edged out by younger, funnier comedians.
Yeah, and
Welcome
plus,
to life.
all the comedians now are smoke weed, and half their jokes are about weed. So if you don't smoke
Exactly.
weed, what are you doing?
But they blame it on like cancel culture and being like politically correct. And it's ridiculous. It's like you're just not funny anymore.
God,
Do
that's.
something else.
I know. It's like laziness. They're
Yeah.
just upset that they can't just make lazy jokes about the first thing they see.
Yeah. Unlike me, in 30 years from now, I'm going to be even funnier than I was. But
Oh,
I will still be complaining at the kids today.
I've recently learned like what my. I think like social media and AI are going to be the things that. You know, when you're younger and you think, what is it going to be the thing that. I don't understand that and it makes me know I'm old. I think it's happening to me right now.
I think it could be that for me. Oh man, there are, I feel like a lot of things already that I don't quite understand.
Well, yeah, I mean, same here, but
I don't
that's
understand
especially
how to
crazy.
I don't understand how to pay for things from my phone.
What?
There
Wait, I
you
need to
go.
hear more about this.
I just don't do it. I still use my credit card. They're like, "Do you have Apple Pay?" I'm like, "Do I have what now?"
Oh, you mean using your phone as like an RFID, like a payment
Yeah,
device? Yeah,
I won't do
yeah.
it.
No, I get it. I get that. Because I tried to put Samsung Pay on mine and I tried it once and it didn't work and I was like, I swore it off forever.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those things have one opportunity to work.
Yep.
I only started using like a Bluetooth speaker to listen to music from my phone like a few months ago. I always had wired headphones before that.
We found it. This is
Yeah.
definitely ours.
Yeah. So that's me. There's definitely some technology things that I'm not going to catch up on.
But speaking of Bluetooth speakers, we're talking about music today.
Oh, yeah.
Because here, I'm going to tell you why. I went through a phase, as I do, I tend to go through phases where I'll like baseball cards or albums or way back in the day, it was like DVDs of movies I never needed to own. I just want to buy things because I'm like, oh, I'm super into this, so I want to like collect it. And I have a not an insane amount, but like a pretty good amount of vinyl I bought within the last decade. And it takes up too much room. I haven't listened to a record in a couple of years, and I'm like at the point where I want to sell it. And I was going through it, and I have some that are sealed, and I have some really good like albums that aren't as easy to find. But I was looking at some of them, and I'm like, I wouldn't even want to listen to this now. Like some of the extreme metal that I used to like it. I've listened to it within the past few years and I don't hate it. It's not like I can't listen to it. It's just like I used to be super passionate about it. And now I'm just like, eh. Like I'd rather listen to something a little bit less insane than that, you know?
Do you find like your ears are just getting more sensitive to that kind of hardcore stuff?
I think it's maybe that, and maybe that I want to. This is gonna make me sound really fucking old, but like maybe I just want. Sometimes I find myself like, oh, I want to listen to like Van Morrison or something, where it's like coherent and like it's just like, oh, I see. He just sat down and like recorded a song with a guitar. Like this is something I could listen to, you know?
I will only listen to Bob Dylan, but not when he went electric. No thanks.
This just reminds me of Mr. Show when David Cross is like he does a caricature of like a hipster and he's got like a Vitrola that he's like, this is all I'll listen to. He's like that anything with electricity is garbage.
It's well, you should bring not the heavy metal ones, but you should bring some of your records over. We'll play it. I just got a record player. The problem was we had a record player for a while that was skipping a lot, and so it was like frustrating
Oh.
us, and we were trying to do everything we could to fix it, but I could basically almost never play my hip hop records because they're usually a little bassier and that they would just skip like crazy. And we finally were just like, screw it. Maggie realized the kind of record player we had is actually known for skipping a lot. So we're like, okay, we just need a new one then. And so we got a new one and it's brought new life. Like nothing is skipping. Except for hilarious, the first time we put it on, the record skipped a bunch of times. We were like, what? We were so mad until we actually looked at the record and realized it had like schmutz all over it. We were like,
Oh,
oops,
yeah.
we should have cleaned this thing. Our
What is your
kids will like take out the records and play like the, it's
Oh, yeah.
hilarious. Yeah.
What is your new one? What kind?
So it's Audio Technica.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Yeah. And not also to sound like an old person again, but apparently it does have Bluetooth capability, but I'm like, I'm never going to figure this out. Like, I don't even understand what it would be connecting to.
If you have wireless speakers, I would guess, which would be cool.
I guess. Yeah. It's hooked up to computer speakers right now because I couldn't figure out my other speakers that are Bluetooth. It's like a sound bar. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here.
I had the same issue. I found
Yeah.
out that we have a sound bar and we have it set up in a way where the woofer and the speakers are in the back of the room because it wouldn't fit in the front, so it has surround sound that way. And then because you could set it up multiple different ways, but then I found out that our modem was too close to it, so it was causing interference. So we were watching the Bulls and like all the commentary would skip and stuff.
Oh, weird.
So we got a new modem from Xfinity on like not related to this just because it was time to upgrade and I set that one up differently and now it never skips anymore.
Oh, well, that's
Yeah,
nice.
pretty sweet. But yeah, I think you can hook it up to those. But and also I will send you if you're interested, I have a ton of hip hop records. So I'll bring some over, of course, when we come there, but I can send you some if you want them. Even.
No, please bring. We could do like a trade. Like we have a fair amount of records now too. I think we probably. I mean, not like a lot, but like somewhere between like, I don't know, 30 and 50.
Oh, nice.
Including we have like 10 Christmas albums.
Of course,
Yeah,
you gotta have that.
we could have
I
like.
got some random ones for my parents. I have like eight Chicago records.
It's nice.
And I have one that a Schoolboy Q record I bought that apparently there was like, I didn't know this when I got it, but there was not many of them sold, so it's worth like
Oh,
$500 now.
whoa. Yeah, bring that
Yeah.
one and leave it.
It's still sealed too. Because I went through a
Nice.
phase where I bought a bunch and then didn't listen to them, which is always great.
Yeah, I've got Midnight Marauders and Low End Theory. I've got
Essential.
Jurassic 5 Quality Control.
Yes.
I've got J Dilla Donuts.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, what else do we have? Oh boy. I gotta go through them again. But yeah, we have a lot. We have like some of Maggie's favorites from her pastime, some kind of like emo-y stuff.
What do you know any of the bands off to?
Well, she has like a Dashboard Confessionals
Oh,
album she
okay.
likes. But
So
you know
that
who she
era.
likes a lot lately? And I think we have like three of her albums is Angel Olsen.
Oh, I don't know her.
Yeah, check her out. She went to go see one of her shows too when she came to the Bay Area.
Sweet.
But it was good. Yeah, it's I feel like for me, the big difference in my musical tastes is that I'm not like seeking out new music anymore. I don't know if it's
Yeah.
like a part of getting older. I don't hate new music, but I'm also like, show me that new album. Not something that's on the radio, but let me find that new underground hip hop artist. Like I have no fucking clue
Yeah. I'm
what's
the
going
same
on.
way. I'm more like I randomly stumble across things that were around for a long time that I realize I like. Like Mac Miller, I never listened to him. And then I found like some 4 hour compilation on YouTube that's autoplayed, and I was listening to it without realizing it. I was like, this is really good. What is this? And it was
Yeah.
like, oh, Mac Miller. But it was after he'd already died. And I was like, what the hell? Like, I didn't even know.
Huh.
I never listened to it.
Yeah, and I feel like I have to go back on some artists that I did like in like my teens and 20s that may have released five more albums since I like kept pace with them. Like I
Yeah.
still have probably five or six Lupe Fiasco albums to listen to, and I know they're not all good, but like I do want to catch up on some stuff that I just not have not kept up with.
Did you listen to Tetsuo in Youth?
That one I think I've listened to almost all of.
That one I
Because
liked.
that I
That's the
think is
last one I
supposed to be
liked.
one of the best ones, right?
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
He's great. He I appreciated him. That's a good example person actually to talk about this with, because like I liked him when I was younger because I thought some of his songs were catchy. I liked the beats and all that stuff. And now I listen to it and I actually pay attention to some of his lyrics and they're insane. Like he's got like layers upon layers of references.
Oh,
He's
yeah.
a whole song that's like basically an allegory about like that movie In Too Deep. It's crazy.
Huh. Yeah, I definitely I think as I've gotten older, pay more attention to lyrics and more attention to the song construction.
Yeah.
I don't know what it like, especially with some pop music. I'm always curious for songs that are on the radio, like what made them popular?
Right.
And I'm like trying to mentally figure it out and trying to figure out how the song is constructed. Like, okay, does this start with a chorus and then it goes to a verse and then maybe two more choruses and then does it have a bridge? Does it like not have a bridge? What do they do after that? Like what, like is there a hook within the verse? Because I feel like if you're gonna get a song on the radio, your verse cannot be just like straightforward. There has to be like Taylor Swift is really good at this where she has something about her verses hooks you in and then there still is the hook itself.
Oh yeah.
But it's just yeah, it's like I'm more interested now to see how those kind of songs are constructed and like what makes them pop.
I was watching the Grammys when Lisa watched it. I was like in there, not the whole thing, but part of it, and that was kind of a test for me because I was like, some of the stuff I had. First of all, I find that like I've never even heard of a large percentage of people that were up for some awards. I'm like, I don't even know who that is. Like, I couldn't even
Yeah.
begin to tell you. And the people I had heard of, like Miley Ray Cyrus did a performance, and I was like, I mean, it was okay. Or not Miley Ray Cyrus. Am I combining two people?
It's just Miley Cyrus, right?
Miley Cyrus, yes. See,
Right.
I'm 75
Somebody.
years old.
Wait, what's her dad's name? Billy Ray
Carly
Cyrus.
Rae Jepsen.
Carly Rae Jepsen. Oh, well, no. Her dad is somebody Ray, right? Isn't it Billy
Yeah,
Ray?
Billy Ray Cyrus. Yeah, I just combined
Yeah.
three people basically.
Okay.
But yeah, Miley Cyrus did a song and it was like fine, but it was mostly just like what you're saying. I'm like, I don't even know, like, why is this popular?
I
What
don't know
is.
with her. Yeah, like she had a song. She's had two singles, Flowers and
Flowers is the one she performed.
yeah, something about when they were young. And they're both to me very bland.
Yeah. And then Travis Scott performed and his was good, but I can't get over the fact that like he is still performing after like a bunch of people died in his concert. I was like, what? How did he
Oh
not get
yeah.
canceled?
Yeah.
He like incited a riot.
I kind of forgot about that.
I don't have any Travis Scott albums.
No, I don't either. I will say I don't know what is happening with popular hip hop right now, just like at all. I don't even know who's popular outside of the people that have been popular for a little bit that I know of, but
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was just gonna say now from what I can gather, it's a lot of people who have Lil in front of their name and a lot of people that started on SoundCloud.
Yeah, or it's just a lot of like, it doesn't even feel like rap. It's like kind of low key singing. It's
Yeah.
very, I don't even say whiny to be derogative. It's
No,
just kind
I know
of,
what you mean.
that's like the style it is right now.
Yeah. And some of it is good. I've heard some of it and it's like good. But I was
Yeah.
listening to a Big Boy, his solo albums from like the early 2010s. And those are like some of my favorite albums. And I feel like we just don't get stuff like that now.
No, I would love more of that. And I will say, I haven't listened to Andre 3000's flute record.
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
There is. Came out
Oh my
recently.
God.
So we'll have to see. What? Yeah, I think my tastes have changed in that. Yeah, less adventurous. I still listen to a mix of the same genres I think I've always listened to.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I still can't get into country. That's always been the case. Like there's
Yeah.
still some things haven't changed and then some things like I still like metal. It's just I don't like some of the vinyl I have is like obscure Norwegian death metal and it's just like I don't think I think when I bought it I genuinely liked it. I don't think I just bought it to buy it, but I just now I'm not interested, you know?
Yeah. I will say what has changed that I've listened to more of, and speaking of Norwegian death metal, is Disney songs.
Oh,
Listening
okay.
to a lot of Disney songs, especially as Elena started her first movie that she watched was Moana. Then she got into the Frozen movies, and then she watched Cinderella and Aladdin and a lot of like the ones that came out in the like early-ish 90s or late 80s, like Little Mermaid and then Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
So I'm hearing those songs again and also thinking about like how those were put together. I gotta say, Elena might agree with me, but I'm not sure any Disney song tops A Whole New World from Aladdin.
Oh yeah, that was a good one.
It is good. I was just listening to it in the car ride a couple of hours ago.
Peebo Bryson, right?
I have no idea who wrote or sings it.
I think it's Peebo Bryson. While you continue, I'm gonna look.
It's funny you say Peebo, though, because that made me think of Bebo, which the other thing I listen to a lot is Malcolm, my son, who's about to turn two, wants to hear Bingo any chance he gets. So we'll play, there's like a Cocomelon, which is this like crappy animation. There's a couple of versions of it there. But his way of asking for Bingo to be played on the phone or on the TV is he says, Bebo, Bebo. He'll hand us the remote control to the TV. He's like, Bebo. It's very adorable.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
But
So
yeah,
a lot,
Peebo
lot.
Bryson sang it but didn't write it, by the way.
Okay. Interesting.
You know what our nephew William is listening to right now?
Ooh, what?
Fart songs.
Fart songs.
He has an Alexa in his room and he tells it to play fart songs. So then we found out about an artist called Mr. Farts, who I looked up. I made the mistake of looking up on YouTube, so I have like a completely messed up algorithm now in my what it's suggesting for me. But it's literally what you think. It's like songs. It's like one of them was called Alphabet Farts, and he just goes through the alphabet, and it's like some farts are a word with A, some farts are a word with B, and the whole time there's like random farts
I
in
am not gonna tell Elena about that.
background. No, he's upset.
Like, we don't have an Alexa in our house just because I kind of just don't want her to be such a command.
I know one time it does lead to like really funny stuff though, because one time he's four, and one time Lauren, Lisa's sister Lauren, came or t texted us and was like, somehow I went in William's room, he was listening to Nirvana.
Whoa.
How would he find Nirvana?
That's amazing.
That's like the best unintentional like thing for a 4-year-old to be listening to, is like angsty grunge music.
Yeah, well, you could tell he was probably like, Alexa, and then forgot what he was thinking about. And it's like, never mind. And then Alexa's like,
Yeah.
playing, never mind.
Then all of a sudden it's like,
Entertainer.
and he's like, what are these lyrics? He
This
already
is great.
knows. Yeah. He's like, I wonder what Kurt Cobain's doing now. Oh,
What do you think? What are going to be the music trends 20 years from now that are going to make us shake our fists at the sky?
it's going to be, I'm going to tell you, and it's going to be horrifying, but this is what's going to happen. Because you know how now artificial intelligence was let into the world with like 30% complete? So it's like you just get these like janky images that are AI, like if you say, make me a pizza man, it's like the most insane thing you've ever seen.
There are some fucking good ones. I just like, first of all people having six fingers. I don't know why I can't figure that out. What are they all closers for the Cubs?
Yeah. Antonio Elfenseca reference, I like
Yeah,
it.
I couldn't remember his name, so I just said but
I th it's gonna be that. It's gonna be the musical version of that. It's gonna be no one is gonna be writing anything anymore. It's just gonna all be computer generated crap.
That'll be because you know what I will say, and this is me unshaking my fist at the world. I'd actually say pop music now is better than it was 10 to 15 years ago.
Meaning, so,
There was this
oh yeah.
phase where
Yeah.
everything, probably especially about 10 years ago, I want to say, where like every pop song kind of had a techno angle almost. Like
Yeah.
the chorus would just build, 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 and there'd be like a dance break, and they all really sucked.
Yeah.
And I would say now, I mean, like Taylor Swift has got some songs out, Beyonce's got a new song out. There's a lot of mostly like solo women. And most of the music's like, not, I don't like every song, but by and large, I find it pretty listenable.
Yeah, I think that's true. And I know, thinking back to different eras, like when I was growing up, I used to watch TRL all the time after school, and it would be like around the turn, like around the 2000 era, it was just like after NSYNC and Backstreet Boys were huge, it was just like weird, like 80 degree removed knockoff boy bands. And then like Puff Daddy adjacent, like that song with Mace and Biggie after he died. Like it was
Yeah. It
like
was,
everything.
and some of that stuff, like especially when I listen to old school stations, which like we have an old school hip hop station that I listen to, which, I like most of the old school stuff, but then like a Bone Thugs song will come on and be like, this should never be played again. Or a P. Diddy song where I'm like, he is an awful rapper until
Yeah.
Mace comes on, who is equally awful.
Yeah.
Like Mace is probably one of the worst mainstream rappers of all time.
Yeah, he
I
had a
think just
very,
in terms of talent.
yeah, he had a very lazy, almost like he was like the words were not, he wasn't propelling the words out of his mouth. It was like they were just falling out. He just opened
Yeah.
his mouth.
It was bad. And then on the rock front, I'll go to our rock station, then it will play some of these bands still exist, but like an old Fallout Boy or Panic at the Disco song. I'm like,
Oh
whoa,
yeah.
this is not great.
My thing is, I always run into this issue because I would like, we used to have the loop, in Chicago, which was like a station that I could reliably like a lot of stuff on. And now that's gone. So now I, yeah. So it became like a Christian music station or something.
Oh,
And there's
jeez.
no way I'm possibly ever going to listen to that. So then it was like The Drive, which is the one I never listened to because it was too soft for me. So then I was like, let me try this. But the problem is they're obsessed. I have this weird thing where I just don't like Pink Floyd at all, never have. And there's always Pink Floyd songs. It feels like they have a mandate to put a Pink Floyd song in every hour. So like no matter when I'm in the car, I hear like that Money intro with money clanging around, and I'm like, no, I don't want to listen to Pink Floyd. I hate it.
I felt like XRT, by and large, good station. And then
Yeah.
occasionally, like way more than you would expect, just this like Sugar Ray song would pop on.
Oh
Be
my
like,
God.
what? How did this sneak into the rotation? And it'd be like, every morning. I'd be like,
No.
oof. Yeah, what?
That's like more up. You should hear that walking around in a Kohl's. You should not hear that on like XRT. I like music if it's good or if it's like bad enough to be entertaining. I don't want the middle mush crap.
Oh yeah, I agree. There's this. So this has been the most regrettable part of my kids like TV watching lately. They used to like this show Bluey,
Oh
which
yeah, I know that.
I it's a great show. It's
Yeah.
probably the best kids show. It's the most watchable kids show I've ever seen. And they've gravitated away from that to both liking these like Cocomelon videos of songs, which are bad, and then they like to show Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, which is like fucking awful. It looks like shit. Like it's the worst kind of computer animation, like super lazy.
Oh no.
And it has the worst music I've ever heard. But now I've got the theme song stuck in my head and it's driving me nuts.
Yeah.
Even the lyrics, like everything about the music is super lazy. But it goes like, it's the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse. Come inside. It's fun inside. Like they don't even like rhyme. They use the same word. And then at the end of some of the shows, they do this song where like all the characters dance around, looking like N64 graphics and say like, hot dog, hot dog, hot diggity dog. That's the song. I don't even, it's so bad. And I'm
Well, you're
so
selling me
mad
on
that the
this.
kids had to watch. There's like six seasons of it. I'm never gonna
Yeah.
run out.
And you know, so the people that make that are making so much money.
It's the first time like I try not to shit on too much stuff because people work hard on things. It doesn't always turn out the way we want, or you know, like that kind of
Yeah.
thing happens. But I do feel like with this show, I'm like, they could have done better. I mean,
Yeah.
it's like
You
Mickey
blew
Mouse. I'm
it.
sure they had money.
Right, exactly. That's the crazy part.
Yeah. It looks awful.
It just made me laugh, the what you were talking about with that like nonsense part with the hot dogs. I'm like, because that kind of stuff I do, like I will re the song that's been in my head recently for no reason is my sister used to have all those Mary Kate and Ashley videos. Do you remember those?
I don't, but Maggie has seen all of those when she was a kid. So she'll talk about them. She'll always like, Passport to Paris. I'm like, all
Yes,
right.
there was one where they had a pizza party. And they do this song, and it's like, give me pizza, PIZZA. They just do that over and over again. And it's like always in my head. And I'm like, why? It was a terrible song from like 1992. And it's,
PIZZA.
yeah, it's great. Maybe they're just better than I realized, and I should give them more credit.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a certain skill to finding something that is catchy, whether you find it artistically good or bad.
Right. Yeah. That's this is also what we're talking about is kind of the genius of Beavis and Butthead too, because they would watch videos, and a lot of, I think the common perception is that it was just a bunch of heavy metal videos that they liked, but it wasn't. It was like they would play like that Rico Suave song and they would boo it because it was a terrible video, or they would play like some avant-garde thing or like Michael Bolton and just like roast it. So they would play all kinds of stuff, and it was like good or bad, and then they would tell you why. I mean, sometimes they would just laugh and say it sucks, but sometimes they'd be like, "What is going on in this video?" And it's like that's why this has really been my point,
Yeah.
is to extol the virtues of Beavis and Butthead.
We really brought it full circle there.
I did.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, we have run out of time on our porch. The light has got to be turned off.
We have to turn off the ceiling fan too.
Yeah, the ceiling fan, and then we've got to put No, we don't. We're not putting WD-40 in the door because it's got to creak.
It
Every
has
porch
to
has to have
creak,
a creaky
otherwise
door.
you wouldn't know otherwise.
Exactly. Some people
Yeah.
could sneak up on you when you're sitting out there, like Friday the 13th.
We should do a horror movie episode.
Yeah, I could talk about horror movies all day, and most of them have a porch in them.
Yeah. You got
We
that
should do a
creak.
crossover. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I like that idea.
Well, until next time, hopefully we're not murdered like by Jason Voorhees. It'll be bad
Hopefully
to
not.
talk to you. And
All
we're gonna
right.
turn the porch light off until next time.
Click. Talk to you later.
Bye.